Guy Fawkes Night, 5th November. Guy Fawkes Night, 5th November, is still observed in England, but 50 years ago it was celebrated with much more enthusiasm than is common today. It is different from other festivals in several ways. Although it occurs in the autumn, it is not a seasonal festival. It is a political one. It started as an assertion of religious and patriotic loyalty. All children know the rhyme associated with 5th November, and years ago they would parade the streets chanting it. These are the words. Please remember the 5th of November, gunpowder, treason, and plot. I see no reason why gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. The rhyme reminded everyone of the origins of the festival. In the year 1605, an attempt was made to blow up the Houses of Parliament. The king at this time was James I. The plotters, who were Roman Catholics, hoped that he would be one of many casualties. Great barrels of gunpowder were placed in the cellars beneath the building, and one of the plotters was found, crouched in the darkness, ready to light the fuses. It was an act of terrorism. It never had any chance of success. The discovery of Guy Fawkes was not an accident. News of the plot had been leaked. Once the conspiracy had been uncovered and the plotters put to death, Parliament decreed that bonfires should be lit every year to celebrate an event that was seen as a marvelous deliverance. As the darkness falls earlier and the weather gets worse, everyone is cheered by a bonfire. However, building a fire that will blaze satisfactorily can't be done quickly or easily. For weeks before, broken furniture, wood waste, anything not wanted that would burn, was added to a growing and very untidy heap. Most householders were very glad to get rid of their rubbish. The top of the pile was flattened, ready for an effigy of Guy Fawkes. These effigies were the work of children, usually with some adult help. They had first to get hold of an outworn, unwanted jacket and trousers. The wrists and ankles were tightly tied and the buttons fastened, and then the whole was stuffed with straw so as to make the shape of a man. The trouser ends were stuck in an old pair of boots and the wrists into gloves. Making the head was the hardest part. You got a strong paper bag of the right size, stuffed it with straw, and put a strong stick in the neck and found an old hat for it to wear. Then you pushed the end of the stick well down into the body. And on the front of the head, you tied a mask. Suitable masks could be bought in the shops for a penny or two. That completed your effigy of Guy Fawkes. He was ugly, shabby, and grotesque, but then he was meant to be. Before he was shoved onto the bonfire, he was put into something which had wheels, an old child's perambulator or a wheelbarrow, and the rhyme was chanted and the children begged for pennies as a reward for their hard work. In the early darkness and in chilly and often foggy November weather, often with a threat of rain or frost, the bonfire burned and its straw-filled guy, and the fireworks added color and explosive noise to the scene. There was food, too, if the children were lucky, roasted potato and toffee apple with a crisp and sweet coating. All this, as you can imagine, gave children fun and excitement.